Good morning. My name is Robert Ault, and I'm the president and CEO of the Buckeye Institute, and I'm pleased to welcome you to this morning's panel entitled Immigration and America. Now, I'm a lawyer who runs a public policy organization that, in addition to litigating, also has a team of economists who perform dynamic economic models of complex questions, so you can imagine just how excited I am about today's topic. When I was asked to moderate the panel, I had visions of scintillating conversations about the intricacies of immigration law. After all, Congress has legislated on this topic 238 times in the 20th century alone, and much of the law and regulations implementing these particular laws are perfectly impenetrable, a lawyer's dream. Perhaps the conversation would be followed up with discussion of labor economics at a level of detail that would require several years of advanced calculus. It was going to be glorious. But then, in chatting with the speakers, I found out that they wanted to talk about larger first principles. And so, disappointed though I may be, I struggle on. As we can all recall, Trump ran for office on promises of securing the southern border by building a wall, a big, beautiful wall, a great wall. Oh, wait, I think that one's been taken. But a big, beautiful wall, and Mexico would pay for it. The popularity of increased border security cut across political and traditional ideology, striking a populist appeal and earning this topic an 8:30 a.m. billing at the Philly Sox Conference on Populism, Markets, and Political Economy. Since Trump's election, immigration policy has continued to be a point of contention, from the travel ban to family separations to asylum seekers and the surge, to clogged immigration courts, to the proposed elimination of the Deferred Action for Childhood Arrival program, to the proposed shift to a more merit-based immigration plan. To discuss, once again, the underlying principles behind the and the philosophical questions behind the immigration debate, we have a wonderful panel this morning. First up will be David Azarad, who is the director of the B. Kenneth Simon Center for Principles in Politics and AWC Family Foundation Fellow at the Heritage Foundation. Dr. Azarad studies the American political tradition from the founding until today, with a particular emphasis on contemporary political movements. He also teaches classes on American conservatism and progressive political thought at American University. His writings have appeared widely in publications including the Claremont Review of Books, the Weekly Standard, National Affairs, the Times of London, and the Federalist. He has also appeared on national television in the United States, Canada, and the UK. Dr. Azarad received his doctoral degree in politics from the University of Dallas, where he wrote a dissertation on the foundations of Locke's political thought. A native of Montreal, he received a bachelor's degree in journalism and political science from Concordia University in Montreal and a Master of Arts degree in political science from Carleton University in Ottawa. It's also good to have someone talking on an immigration panel here who is not American. Alex Narasta is the director of immigration studies at the Cato Institute Center for Global Liberty and Prosperity. His popular publications have appeared in the Wall Street Journal, USA Today, and the Washington Post, among others. His peer-reviewed academic publications have appeared in the World Bank Economic Review, the Journal of Economic Behavior and Organization, Economic Affairs, the Journal of Bioeconomics, and Public Choice. Alex regularly appears on Fox News, MSNBC, Bloomberg, NPR, and numerous television and radio stations across the country. He is a native of Southern California and received his BA in economics from George Mason University and a Master's of Science in Economic History from the London School of Economics. Please join me in welcoming our first speaker, David Azarad.